Okay, everybody, here we go. Hello, Mr. PH. Looks like you may be the only one here so far. How you doing? All right. Listen, people, let's talk. Lots of stuff going on today. And some of this stuff is going to probably make you kind of unhappy. Made me unhappy, but we'll see where you're at. Anyway, so let's start off with this market today. Earlier, something very strange happened. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Trading was halted very briefly. Some kind of a so-called glitch occurred and allowed some stocks to open limit up and some limit down. So they kind of shut everything off for a moment or two. Didn't really do anything major, but that's exactly what happened earlier. They're not letting us in on any other secrets here. So that's kind of where we stand with that. So going back here to the market, we finished mixed today. Dow finished with a slight gain, S&P 500, NASDAQ, slight losses here, nothing major going on here. The 10-year yield came down, the relative strength of the dollar lower. With that said, thanks, Mitch. With that said, the MMRI, people I know, it's not up. Wow. At least I see a lot of you paying attention to the MMRI. I got slammed all day long. Greg, the MMRI is not up. I'm working on it. I spent all day on my freaking website trying to get things ironed out over there. Got on the phone with GoDaddy. These people are useless. I'm telling you the truth. They're freaking useless. But anyway, we're trying to get this thing squared up. Hopefully by tomorrow, the MMRI. MMRI will be up. Let's talk about a few other things here. Bitcoin over 23,000, crypto is doing okay. Gold and silver catching a bid this morning, all day actually, doing pretty well. Crude oil under some pressure. Again, there's speculation here that demand is going to maybe drop because our economy is just so great. Our economy is so strong. You know it is because that's what they're telling you. That's what, mommy man, he's like the ghoul to me. Whenever I think of mommy man, you know who I'm talking about, our illustrious fill in the blank president there, you know, the imbecile that he is. Oh, we got to talk more about him because we got a little piece of information on that. Carlos, thank you. Anyway, yes, whenever I think about, oh, here we go. The image of it is appearing in my brain. The ghoul! Loretta. Nice name, Loretta. I happen to like that name. But when I think about her, ooh, my blood curdles. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then they got Lex Luthor with those eyeballs. The man is possessed by the devil. I'm talking about Neil Kashkari. I'm telling you, just look at that. You could see, what do they say? You could see the soul through the eyes. Well, Neil Kashkari, Cash and Carry, whatever you freaking want to call it, he is the spawn of the devil. At least in my view, the man is deranged, but that's a whole other story. Oh, the whole entire freak show of the Federal Reserve. You think any of those that dwell in the hallways of the Federal Reserve are, you think they're our friends? You think they want to hug us and kiss us and love us? No. They want us all dead. But I think you were well aware of that as well, along with our lovely policymakers, for which we have to talk about, and Janet Yellenstein, because she had something to say today too. Anyway, look, let's talk about the economic front real quick. So the Bureau of Bullshit and More, the BLS, came out today to explain to us, to let us in on a big secret. Do you know what that secret is? I'm going to tell you because you probably don't know, although I think you do. Inflation continues to freaking rise, although they're telling us the pace is slower. Oh, well, thank you. What are we supposed to do? Get on our knees? And oh, thank you. Oh, wow. I'm a little zany today. But this stuff really gets to me. So thank you, BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for letting us in on this big lofty secret. Oh, yeah, none of us knew about that, but thank you for telling us that inflation is still rising. But the pace is slowing. Look, they could feed us any kind of line of crap they want to. Anyway, more than that, let's talk about a few other things. You know, let's talk about Janet Yellen real quick. So a lovely, illustrious, she's illustrious as well. whatever it may be. I still have yet to define it. The hairdo, the little outfit. I don't need, what does she look like? What is it? I don't know. I call her a stain, Janet Yellen stain. Like she's another human stain on this earth. Well, this ties into something our lovely policymakers are attempting to pull off. But we just, as you well know, we just sent another $2.5 billion weapons package over to Ukraine. Meanwhile, you know, we have a debt limit ceiling and, they're going to start shutting down parts of the government because we're broke. But we're going to send more weapons over to Ukraine. Well, how's this one for you? So we have Janet Yellen staying over here. And we got our lovely corrupt politicians on the other side who are now saying that they want to send, this is what they're saying, they want to send a significant amount of Abrams battle tanks over to Ukraine. These are 6.21 million a pop. But Janet Yellen is saying, okay, here we go. The government is now going to suspend in reinvestment in government pension funds. So let's see, we have any kind of cash that you want to come up with to fund an ongoing and expanding war. We're quickly moving into World War III, quite obviously. I want to talk more about that. But we have to cut government expenditures on pension funds that people have been paying into their whole freaking life. Tell me how that, does that make sense to you? Do you like that? I don't know about you, but I didn't vote to send hundreds of billions of dollars over there, going to be in the trillions. I told you that. From day one, when we found out about this the thing over there that is now a full-on war, proxy war between the United States, Russia, and other nations as well, and we're funding that thing. Now here, President illustrious, imbecile, Biden. Well, he actually is talking to the Chinese, whatever his freaking name is over there, because he apparently has evidence, and I'm sure this is actually true. Maybe it's not true. I don't know. I want to hear from you. That China is now sending weapons to Russia. So here we go. Russia. You got Russia and China, United States, Ukraine. Okay. It's escalating here. And that's what they're doing anyway. They're crushing the global economy, as you well know, as a mechanism to bring us to war. We've seen this before. But you see, people have no clue because they don't read, they don't study, they don't understand what's going on. But that's really the truth here. And with that said, the doomsday clock, you got it, is now only 90 seconds to midnight. Was two minutes, so 120 now, right? 90. Anyway, what do you think about this? I want to hear from you. So Mummy Man, oh, here we go again. Mummy Man is confronting China. He's gonna confront them because he's so tough, all right, with evidence that China is supplying weapons to Russia. Oh, yeah. And what's he going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing at all. He's going to maybe play tough because he's really tough as he sends billions of dollars of cash to Ukraine. But meanwhile, those of you who have a government pension, you're frankly screwed. But what are you going to do about it? I don't know. I hope you take to the streets, people. I'm waiting for that time. I really, really am waiting for that time. Anyway, what else did I want to talk about here? Just lovely stuff going on. You know what? The video's getting kind of long. So anyway, look, it's a freak show. You know all that. And nothing matters. They're pushing us towards war every freaking day. If you don't think, I've been telling you since day one, Joe, thanks. And everybody else, thank you for your support. And anyway, if you don't believe that they're pushing the economy off of a cliff, they're literally on a mission here, central banks, to incite and fund yet another war. Because tell me again, where does all the cash come from to finance these wars? Because we don't have it. We're broke. We're dead broke. We're 100 on face value, 30 freaking something trillion dollars a year in dollar derivatives. We're in the quadrillions in debt here. Okay, but you're not supposed to know that. We have all the money to send any kind of weapons package over to Ukraine, but we can't fund our government because we have to face austerity here. Okay, this is really the beginning of austerity with Janet Yellen staying now, not reinvesting funds in government pensions. How many of you out here may even have a government pension? Well, guess what? You're going to get the shaft dry. And imagine yelling, strapping one on the other side, you know, giving it to you dry. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. You like that? How's it feel? Thanks, God. Anyway, it's just out of control. Make this stuff up. Make any of it up. Any of it, honestly. With that said, people, what else? What else can I tell you? You know, I just want to say this real quick about these live streams. I'm getting a lot of mixed views on this. It's honestly, I think those of you that are here are enjoying this, but I'm not getting a good amount of feedback from it. People want me to go back to the old platform, but I want to hear from you. What do you want me to do? I'll do what you say. Greg, you know what? Keep going with the live streams. Greg, go back to the old platform. As a matter of fact, a lot of people left my blog. They unsubscribed because I went to this live platform. I don't see why that should make any difference to people. Yeah, I'm glad that, look, people like the live. I knew you would because you're here, but I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of disappointed. I really thought people were going to like this kind of a platform. Doesn't seem like people do like the shorts. I'm getting an overwhelming amount of positive feedback about my little shorts I've been putting out, but not so much here with this live stream. So let me know what you want, people. Look, I'll do what you want. You want me to keep these going? I'll keep them going. You want me to go back to the old platform? Just let me know. All right. Anyway, with that said, let's cover you love both. Let's cover a couple of questions here just real quick. Yeah, life is good. It is good, people. Either way, keep stacking. Absolutely. Anyway, I think that's kind of where we are, honestly, with everything. You know, look, none of this is a surprise to you if you follow this blog. Everything is really going exactly how you and I believed it would. Honestly, it's the truth. And you're right. I can't make everybody happy, you know, but I want to make the most people happy. And it just, I don't know, like I said, I thought this was a great idea. Going live, doing these things. I'm here anyway, so I might as well do it. But people, like I said, some people just, duh, they don't like it. Duh, 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 duh. All right, anyway, that's it, people. Look, I'm going to end this video blog. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for your support, your feedback. You guys and girls are amazing. I love all you from the heart. So let's resume these festivities tomorrow. And let me know, like I said, what do you want me to do with this? You want me to keep these live? You want me to go back to the old platform? Whatever you guys say, wherever the majority says, and I'll follow this, I will do what the majority wants me to do. I will keep the shorts going no matter what I decide to do here. But again, it's up to you. It's all of you. All right. I'll see you in the morning. Have a great, great night. And well, that's it.